Good morning, boys and girls.
Good morning.
Thank you. Back in the 1880s, a lot of people were moving west. Some were heading to California because they wanted to get rich. They were hoping to find things like gold or something like that to make them rich. Sometimes they just liked the adventure of doing something new, going to a place where there weren't very many other people. And some people, well, they hadn't necessarily been very good where they were living before, and they were wanting to kind of run away and start a new life where they wouldn't have someone, the police, chasing them. And back in the 1880s, George Bailey was one of those people who came to California. Nobody really knows why he came, but when he arrived, they knew that he wanted to be alone, because in the area where he was living, there were some other people, but he chose to move way up in the mountains, as far away from everybody else as he could get. Well, he started making his cabin. And it's a lot of work to make a cabin. You have to chop down your trees, you have to cut them to the right size, you have to stack them up so they make the walls, and it takes a long time to make this cabin. Finally, by the fall of 1889, George Bailey pretty much had his cabin finished. He had a nice shake roof on the cabin. He had a nice rock fireplace and chimney so he could keep warm. He even had glass windows. He had everything he needed for his cabin, except one little bitty thing. He didn't have a door. But then, he's up in the mountains. What does he need a door for? He doesn't have any neighbors to come knocking at his door. The deer, they don't want to come in his cabin. And it'd have to be a very, very desperate mountain lion to want to come into a man's cabin. So he didn't really need a door. He just put up a big sheet over his door, nailed it in place, and he figured that would be fine. Someday, when I'm not so tired from building the rest of this cabin, I'll go ahead and chop down one more tree, make the boards, and make my door. Well, when it was good weather outside, Mr. Bailey was too busy to think of doing something like building a door. And when it started to be cold or rainy, he didn't want to go outside then and cut down a tree. So the door never got built. But that was okay. Finally, one night, it was cold, wintry night. It had been a very long winter, and a lot of snow had fallen, and the deer were dying because they couldn't get food. And nighttime came, Mr. Bailey fixed his fire so it stayed warm all night, crawled in bed, and went to sleep. During the night, he woke up, and he heard some scratch, scratch, scratch at the foot of his bed. What's that? So he lifted up his head, looked towards his feet, and he saw some eyes looking back at him. Yellow eyes. And he realized what was at the foot of his bed was a mountain lion. A very hungry mountain lion. And he looked around real quickly. He's only got one room in his cabin, so he doesn't have any place to go hide. And the mountain lion's between him and the door. And he knows if he moves very fast, the mountain lion's going to pounce on him. And that's not going to be very good. So he's laying in bed, trying to think of what he can do, how he's going to get out of this mess. And then he comes to a little bit of an idea. He puts his hands under his blanket, and then he's watching the mountain lion, and he quickly throws his arms up real fast, throws the blanket over top of the mountain lion, and he runs out the door, runs into his little barn, and climbs up into his hayloft, and hangs on the rafters up there. And by the time the mountain lion gets crawled out from under the blanket, Mr. Bailey is gone. Well, Mr. Bailey stayed in his rafters until the sun came up and mountain lion was then gone too. And even though it was a very wintry day and very cold and snowy outside, Mr. Bailey decided he was going to cut down a tree and make him a door. There was no more waiting anymore. So, I want you to remember, when you have a job to do, it's best to do it now and not do it later. Okay, can we pray? Our Father in heaven, we want to thank you for having these children here at church today. Help them as they go through the rest of the church service to remember that they love you and that you love them. And help them to remember to do things the first time when they're asked, and so that it gets done when it needs to be done. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.